Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Jesse.
I'm your old friend Vivian.
Claire.
Jade.
Yvonne.
Sagaris.
Yvette.
Olive. Philly.
We are
Highlighters!
Well, this is the last episode of this semester, and actually this is episode 18. We bring you a lot of world sports news. So today we're going to kick off with European Champions League.
And congratulations, Real Madrid entered the finals, and they were against Atletico Madrid, and we're going to view the great derby.
Well, Atletico Madrid beat Bayern Munich with a
2-1
victory, and also Real Madrid beat
Manchester City was 1-0.
And Manchester City, they have possibly got some tough in getting the top four in the Premier League this season. So back to European Champions League. Do you want to say something else about it?
And congratulations to Barcelona. They were kicked out from the European Champions League.
And I hope that Atletico Madrid will treat the Real Madrid kinder than what they done before.
Yeah, Atletico Madrid, they just they beat first Barcelona and then Bayern Munich. It is a huge miracle. Never happened in Arsenal. Although we just meet those two opponents every season.
Yeah, and Bayern Munich was beaten by the Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid and Barcelona.
But we won
last 3 years.
But we won three Barcelona
team from the La Liga.
Oh, 7 goals.
Even the supporters always talk about the 7-0, and that's the history story.
History lost forever.
another history is 2 years ago, Atletico Madrid lost the the champion at the last minute.
Yeah, scored by Ramos, had a goal.
Yeah, the
last few minutes.
Yes, Sergio Ramos had the ball into the net, and the match cut into the extra time. And in extra time, Real Madrid score another 3 goals, and the final result is 4-1, and Real Madrid won the 10th European Champions League.
So this time it will be the 11th Champions League time for Real Madrid, do you think?
Yes, of course. It must be it. What about Leicester City?
They finally got the champion. And, you know, in last year, they were in the bottom of the league. So, I think that is a very big miracle for all of the fans. And I hope Arsenal can do better in next season. Because a team like Leicester City, they can win the champion, but Arsenal still fighting for the fourth place.
But I'm worried about the next season seed for the Champions League. You know, Leicester City and Spurs, they all went to next season's Champions League, but some big teams like Man United, Man City, and also Arsenal,
they
were going to play the European League.
Yeah, and maybe next year, Premier League will only have 3 places for the European Champions League, and that is not very good.
And right now, Guardiola seems to have a very big difficulty to bring Manchester City to the Champions League.
Yeah.
And I think another thing Leicester City needs to worry about is the players. Yes, next season, many big teams will buy and will buy a lot of players in the Leicester City. So if they want, they want to keep the mark in the Premier League, they cannot do the same thing as Dortmund. Yeah.
Okay, in Bundesliga, Bayern has won the championship of Bundesliga again, but it's a little dissatisfied that they don't behave well in the Champions League. But still in Bundesliga, we can see other opponents behave very well, for example, the Borussia Dortmund, Bayer Leverkusen, and Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Dingjunhui got a second place in the snooker championship, and this was the best performance Chinese played on the in the worldwide.
Oh, what about the NBA playoffs?
Let's have some renewed about NBA playoffs. You know, Cleveland Cavaliers haven't lost a single game in the NBA playoffs, and it's the 10th time for LeBron James to enter the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And for 10 consecutive years, maybe. And, you know, Miami Heat still stuck in with Toronto Raptors, and they are behind the series 1-2. And Golden State Warriors just lost the game to Portland Trail Blazers. But though Klay Thompson and Draymond Green had a huge game, but they finally lost the game due to the injuries of Stephen Curry. And Spurs and the Oklahoma City Thunder just tied the season series today because, you know, Kawhi Leonard just missed some of the key shots in the last few minutes of the game. And, yes, Spurs finally lost to the Oklahoma City in the Mother's Day in the United States. And because, you know, Kevin Durant's mother is watching the game on the court side, and Kevin Durant finally scored 41 points. And that is the renewed status of the NBA playoffs. And I think it's pretty common.
And the Cavaliers' performance reminds me of that in the 2009. They also won the first two rounds with a winning streak. But in the West, in the Eastern Conference, they just lost to Magic. So I don't know this time if they will do it better than that time. But still, doubts there. If LeBron James can get into the finals 6 consecutive times, I still have.
He's gonna be promoted to another level.
Yeah.
And do you think it is the pretty interesting matchup between Dwayne Wade and LeBron James in Miami Heat and the Cleveland Cavaliers finally against each other in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Sorry, I want to say that Raptors will get it in the
maybe, the but you know, Kyle Lowry just had only one game that he has played pretty well. But you know, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry are doing a poor job in this year's NBA playoffs. So I doubt that if Miami Heat will finally win this season series. But you know, the game they lost to the Toronto Raptors is because they lost Hassan Whiteside, because Whiteside only played like...
Yeah, but Raptors, they lost to Varun Hughes.
What?
They lost their center, the best player in the series.
Yeah, they lost Varun Hughes, and... But Varun Hughes played for like... He got injured in the third quarter.
Yeah, he got double-double in the first half. It has a very good series.
Yeah, because there's no Hassan Whiteside to match him. So... They lost 2 centers, and you know, it's not an equal matchup. I think Hassan Whiteside is doing better than Valanciunas in the center spot.
But I think that if Miami Heat gets into the Eastern Conference Finals, I think that's not much threat to the Cavaliers. I think the Raptors, if they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals, they will make a big difference.
Yeah,
that's
right.
My opinion.
Let's move on to the next topic.
Wow, this summer the Rio Olympic Games is in the air. What's your opinion?
I think Chinese players will get as many medals as possible in this year's Olympic Games. You know, in China, athletes always work very hard and they will fight for their country and they train very hard just for get gold medals.
Yeah, it reminds me that Sun Yang's back.
So guess how many gold medals did we get this summer?
More than 60.
60?
No, that's too many. Maybe 40.
We only got 50.
In London, we got 36. That's the most in foreign countries.
So you are talking about you get 60...
no country has reached that level.
You get 60 medals, not gold medals.
That's 60 medals too.
I think 60 medals.
All the medals.
Yeah.
No,
the sum of the medals can reach more than 100.
Yes. In Beijing, we got
50 gold medals and over 100 medals total.
Yeah. Well, now let's move on. Since all the holidays have been in the studio for nearly 1 year, and actually Sagaris and me have been here for 2 years. Now let's share our experience in the studio. Every holidays could say one story upon one certain holiday.
Actually, this is my last program broadcasting on Radio CNC on high sports. You know that I majored in Spanish literature, and me and my classmates, we are going to study in Spanish like exchange students for 1 year, and well, I really hope our broadcasters, Billy, Yvette, and Claire, they can make the program better, and I love high sports. I really can't tear myself away from this program, but I have to go, and I'll miss you guys, and wish you can do better.
My experience is fine. I talked a lot about it in the last Christmas episode, how I entered this station, the English radio station, and what should I say? I began this program with the written of the great, and I've been actually been telling the story of the great for like half of the
first semester.
Yeah, first semester. I've been written all the great. I've been keeping those scripts in my computer as I come. The first
That's
time,
awesome.
Jesse told
5,000 words. No,
yeah.
3,000.
4,000.
Okay.
Yeah, 3,000. But you told me to write. It's the national day. You told me to write the first episode of the great.
Yeah.
And I remember that the first time I did that, I don't know how to do that, so I wrote in as a kind of a news report or something.
Yeah.
But later you told me you should write it into A and B version and into dialogues. I remember that first time in the studio, I just...
You nervous?
Nope.
Yeah.
I just recorded two sections, like, you know, World Sports News, and I plus the great. And later on, I've been focused on the great. And the second semester, I've been focused on the highlight game, because I want to do it as a talk show. I remember that when we are in our studio time every Tuesday.
So do you guys have a very interesting story based on Billy? Like,
can't touch his toes. Yeah, that's a contest in my textbook and in my junior high school. Yeah, I remember the interview. Yeah, that's the first time I met Billy. Yeah, he's the first. Yeah, he's the first interviewer to our group. So when he came and sit down, I think, wow, this guy is maybe they're really good. And when he talk about the sport and talk about the basketball, and
he talk about nearly 5 minutes.
Yes, yeah, so nearly 5 minutes, and we just and we three just can't interrupt you. So, blah blah blah. Yes, you cannot. It's unstoppable. Yeah. Yeah. At that time, I think, wow, that's really good, and his oral English is perfect. Yeah, that's the one we were sure that must be our member. Yeah.
Yeah.
And be a history of highlight sports.
Yeah. That's, I remember that. It's the first time I feel nervous in front of you three. And the only time I feel nervous. Before I entered that.
In all the interview in our school year.
In my whole life, I mean. Because I so wanted to get into this group, like, I mean, I've been to a lot of interviews in the past, but, you know, I have a fear that somebody or anybody may do the same job as I do, or they have more ability than you. So before I entered that interview, I just did
Was that the first time you interviewed in the English?
Nope. I've interviewed in English, like...
So you were still nervous?
It's the only time I feel nervous, because... You know, I wanted to get into school so
interview
bad.
It was the first time I interviewed in English.
No.
I.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
The first time?
Yes.
Wow. All of you here?
Mine is first, the second time.
I had a lot of interviews in the past, but all of them are in Chinese, and maybe some of it was just you
just show your talent, you know, something like piano and that's all. No, seldom talking, and nevertheless, the English.
It's not my very first time to use it to be singing, because I used to be a member of, you know, multi-Latin nations, and those guys obviously interviewed me fast.
So, what's your stories, Miss Betty?
Talk about nearly two stories here.
Come on.
Of course, back to the time last October and November, Billy and I and another girl, my classmate Jane, we participated in the dubbing performance, and we actually got a very good mark. We won the championship.
But that road is like, it's not so smooth. It's filled with so many obstacles, and the story is too long. I can tell, but you just remember that we finally won the
championship.
Yeah, that is the point.
So next.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe first I want to talk about maybe two impressive things I have experienced in this group. And the first is when the day when I interviewed, I saw there was a long line in our group, Highlight Sports, and on the
long line.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah, the opposite, you know, the opposite is maybe the Ivy League. They're very short, very short, and they're not that much competitiveness than our group. And I still remember maybe Jade, she was guy who was just the one behind me, and he was there. Maybe he was a little bit kind of sleepy, or she was some kind of sleepy, maybe because the line is too long. We've been waiting for maybe a little bit long time. And the second thing is that in a Beijing's volleyball competition, two of our group members, Ivan and Gareth, took part in that match. And due to some reasons, maybe Ivan did not play in that time.
Yes, because he's a new one.
Yeah,
so
I'm a freshman.
Yeah,
that's it. Oh. And then we just looked against both the female teams or male teams, and we saw your performance. Gareth, you do not on the court for much time, but
hey, I am the substitution between me and the liberal. So when I get to the backside, I will be substituted. And a whole year, I suffer from the sick and the injury. So and it's really influenced my ability. So
you always got injured.
Yeah. In this year, I was always got injured, and it's really
good luck. and I still remember that time they won the highlight games. He did highlight games.
Did an interview. Yeah,
and to watch the games or listen to the program, and the acquaintance play games with the court is such a great experience.
Yeah.
And also, I'm in this group except maybe the first phase. I was doing the weekly 4C with Jade, and a few weeks ago I got a highlight game talk show, and the rest of the programs I always got the worst was new. So that's a really amazing experience for me, because when I write this news, I experience the high and low point of many teams in the real world, such as maybe Real Madrid and Barcelona, of course Arsenal. Some teams, they get high at the start of season and do not behave well at the end of season. So to see this, all these teams went to the end of the season through these two turns, I think it's also, how to say, it's also a strange, maybe some kind of strange experience for me. And finally, this is our last phase, I hope, in the European Champions League final. Yeah, maybe you know.
We all know. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Athletic Madrid won the
championship. Yeah.
You're right. You're
right. Damn right.
So, how about that? That's the only story we can
tell. Yeah, the first thing I want to explain is
it left.
Yeah. And why is it left? Because I have a phone case, and it has two words on the back of it. It's 少时.
In English.
eat less.
Eat less.
And when they saw this two words and they are and also the end, I love eat so much, and every time I went to the studio I always frost my chicken. Yes, fried French fries and chicken like this, and so they thought I was always eating.
You know, the first time I met you, you were eating.
Yeah. Second time you met me.
Yeah, you were also eating.
And the last time you met me.
Maybe I'm somewhere eating sick. Maybe.
Yeah. I know why you'll be late today. So he caught me, he left to, told me to eat less. But I'm still eating a lot today. So you guys are talking about the interview, and maybe I'm also going to talk about my interview. Maybe I'm the person, only person, who have to interview two times.
Yeah.
The only person?
Yeah, because no. Clay missed the first time.
So. I missed the first time, so I just got one.
You are a very polite, you know. So. And you can see that I had the interview two times, so it means maybe I'm in
a little kind of nervous the first time we met you.
And yes, and you know that it was the first time for me to interview in English. And before I came to the classroom to saw you, and I was watching a BBC documentary about the world biggest murder. Yes. So and I was a little bit, you know, scared at that time, and then I came in the classroom and met you, and I'm really nervous at the time. I was really nervous, so and ate together for the first time in Guaguajia.
Yeah.
And we played many games.
Yes, I was playing many games, and the belief didn't come.
And I'm always sharing my current position.
Ollie didn't come. And at that time, I had met Sagaras at the interview.
Yes.
And but I didn't remember you when I'm eating at when I was eating. It was the first time I met you when we were eating together, and I just thought that this was pretty handsome.
Wow.
Not anymore. Yeah.
I just remember that Yvette has called for the pose of the chick. The only person.
Yes. Well, we had a game named Did or Didn't, I think maybe. And is that if you had done something before, and you have to pull off your finger.
Cut off your finger,
yes. And so Sagaras said he had eaten all the meals on the table that day, but actually there's one meal is chicken feet. I ordered that and I ate that all by myself. So he even didn't know that meal. And so he went to die.
I was suicidal that.
Yes. That's a little funny thing.
Well, then move on to Yvonne.
Yeah. This is eventual time in which we gather together. I get to know all of you. Some of you will stay at this to lead our highlighters and guide our freshmen, and the others will leave, including me, but as a matter of fact, we will be here always. And all of you know that I did job at UMass introducing some sports I know well, such as volleyball or tennis, and some sports I know little, but now I know more because of my job at UMass, such as snooker and golf. I get lots of experiences and benefits from the UMass, and I also reminded that I made one live game when our school volleyball team played again, and that was a new experience for me. And now, after this, and afterwards, we cannot gather together. But if you, if all of you need me, I will come back. I always here, and that's all.
Wow, that's cool.
Wow.
So let's move to Jay.
Okay, you know, I'm majoring in Spanish and also Ivan, so both of us, our English is very poor now.
Yeah.
I must say that when I was in the interview for our school, I was not that nervous as at the time applying for highlighters. Because, you know, when you're sitting in front of three teachers, I think it's less scary because I was in that interview for just like, I'm going to try it, just to try it for my luck. But while applying for highlighters, I was thinking about, I have to get in this group. And later, my dream comes true. I think that is very great for me. I think it's the most happy thing happened in last term. And Olive said I was a little bit sleepy that day because I was preparing for a debate competition for my class. So maybe I was very tired that time.
I didn't know.
You didn't know? How dare you? And you know, I did many 4C in the highlight sports, and some of them I think I did quite well because it happened just like what I said. For example, the game of Arsenal, I always did the game of Arsenal because I am a runner. And the game of Arsenal in the European Champions League, I said they can and they must get into the next stage in the European Champions League, and they did so, although they were in a very difficult time. And others was not that great, such as when the first time I did the 4C for basketball. I remember I was with Sagaris and Billy, and I say one of the team must win the game because they're always doing well, but the result turned out opposite. And I was very embarrassed. And I remember that day Billy did a talk show, and he almost talked about 30 minutes. And when I met Olive and Billy, I think their accent is just fantastic. I feel I am lucky to enter this group. I feel both pleasure and sad because some of my friends will stay in this group to guide and lead our new highlighters, but I have to move on.
Yeah, I think we could still have 11 members next to the highlighters.
Oh, really?
So we have three freshmen. I mean, Isaac.
Okay.
Do you predict all the guests correctly?
Of course not! I think half of them is correct, but some of them is definitely wrong.
Yeah, you're toxic.
Yeah.
Poison.
And the most successful one is group stage of last year's
Champions. That
because
is
I still remember we have got a big talk show for nearly 20 minutes talking about whether I went to the next stage or not. Only Jade and Jesse.
Jay and Jay.
We can.
Yeah. And I remember that day I said Arsenal can and they must enter the next stage.
And I still remember I said if we can went to the next stage, we may meet Barcelona. And actually, they did.
That was not an item about the prediction. It's about belief. You know?
Because I am a gooner, so I have to say so.
Now, Claire.
Okay,
when I flashback, many clips of sweet memories came up to my mind.
Wow! It remind me of Claire's moment in her WeChat.
Yeah.
And nice pictures and yes. Very beautiful sentences.
Thank you so much. And at the very beginning, actually, I wasn't meant to be engaged in highlights. And then one day a Shi Jie told me that, do you know there is another Shi Jie? Yeah, she also comes from Shanghai, and she is a crazy fan of Arsenal. And I think, wow, that's the group I'm looking for. And actually, the Shi Jie is my roommate. And then I applied for the interview. And at that time, I met Jesse, Cigarettes, and also Vivian. And at that time, I remember that there is a script for me to read. It's about Juventus. It's about Buffon. Yes, and I am really familiar with those names. So I think that is it. Good point for this
and the name of the footballer from the Italian, from the Spanish, the
German,
North African, the name is so hard to pronounce.
Neymar, it's hard to pronounce.
Yes, at that time I think I stand by you forever. Thank you so much. And afterwards, I've never stick to any one of the program. I will participate in Words for News, Your Bear, Highlight Game, and What the Great. Yes, I've almost do all the programs except for Weekly Voice.
Yes.
I am doing the
it's the monopoly. Yes, and very lucky I've met you all, and I know that Yvonne shared the same date of birthday with me, although he is younger, he's 1 year younger than me.
So young.
Yeah. And thank you, Yvonne, always tackle some problems for me, because sometimes I'm very busy at other things. Generally, my partner is Garrett, and I remember that we celebrated a birthday party for him. And at that day, I just went to bring him the birthday cake, and I just kept on running. Oh, it's out of time, I'm late, and I just catch the birthday cake and run on Chaoyang Road.
Wow, by the time you got there, Garrett.
Not here, yeah.
He is still finishing his best baby. And he's not even on the road. So we just.
He's on the road to be the
oldest
man on
the road. And I remember that we turned off all the lights and we just closed the
lights.
But, you know, when we are all waiting you inside the studio, and if any. Little sound that is made from the outside. Oh, is this Garrett? Nobody's here. Okay, let's keep on talking. And some noise is made outside. Next time we really came, it's just he is here. And just, you know, I remember that when you get into the studio. And we just repaired the candle, but we forgot the light. We forgot how to lit that candle. And we just put. The candle is not lit. And we just stick it to the cake. It just kind of a fake glow it.
We just pretend.
This is not the first time my birthday cake, the candle, cannot be lit. And in my 19th birthday, my girlfriend did the same thing as you do.
Yeah. As we do.
As you do. He bought a little cake she bought a little cake and two candles. And not one is 9 and another one is
one.
Yeah, one. So when he wanted when she wanted to show this to me, but she shouted, "Oh, I forgot to buy a lighter." Whoa. And another thing is, in my 18th birthday, and I was still in senior 3, so my roommate, they secretly bought a cake for me, and they light the candle. Yeah, they have light the candle, but at the moment, another roommate blew out it.
Why?
Accidentally! Accidentally! Yeah, blown my candle, yeah.
Tough birthday.
Continuously,
So what actually did you wish?
Just one thing about the whole world, keep
the whole world!
I'd like to imagine won the championship!
Yeah!
And I remember in Jesse's birthday, we changed all of our avatars.
Yeah. And you know, my WeChat friend always asked me behind the moments I left in there.
Is that your girlfriend?
The moment. The moment I left in the moment. They just leave a message to me.
Yeah, me too.
Who's that girl?
Yeah.
And just explain them one to one. It's her birthday. It's her birthday. And was suspicious back a few minutes later. And then kind of like pretty funny. I just put some moments with linked together. Like we just post some pictures.
Yeah.
And remember that it's Oliver's birthday. We all post some pictures. That is. It's like, you know, all over the place, you know. And his head is on stick to all the players, like, lying on the ground or just kicking the ball. Like.
You know what, Yvonne posted about my classmates found it.
That's all the stories I would like to share. And, yes, to be very Roma, I just like to say, our highlight sports is just like a family. With you, the highlight sports with Radio CNC, I just think this is the most wonderful journey I've been on. Thank you.
Yeah!
And I would like to say that before I enter this studio, I always like to found some buddy or some place that can make me feel at home, you know. And every Tuesday and or every Monday when I enter the studio with all of you guys and we just record some program, we like feel like we're in kind of a harmony, and we like, you know, we are like some magic works out, and all of our programs or talk shows can be kind of be working out. And you know, I really want to say thank you to all of you guys for this fantastic year and this fantastic season. Yes, thank you.
You see, we just like a football club or a basketball team with them and finish all our whole season's game. And now let's welcome our dear anchor
together.
Because it may be the last time we're sitting in the studio.
Yeah, okay. That's not it. The first English station, English radio station I've worked in Minzu University. I also working in the English radio. At that time, I think, in my university life, I can join some English radio to practice and keep the levels of my oral English. When I came to CUC, I was focused on the information about the radio CUC. So, and at the interview, Tracy, Blue, and
Jackie,
and I show my confidence because I believe I have the experience. I have experience. So
at that time, Highlight Sports is a new group, and you're only a few students choose this group.
Yes, I am the only one to pick this group. Yes,
I pick it as my second choice.
This is my only choice to be the highlight first. Yes,
what's
my only
first choice.
Pick this. Yes, because in Minzu. Because in Minzu University, I worked something about movies. I talk about movies, so I want to change the topics I talk. So I'm sports. Yeah, I'm the sport fans. I'm a fan of Real Madrid. Yeah, so I want to choose the sports. So I'm not nervous at that time. Not like Billy. She seems really nervous because I think if you don't want me, that's okay. Okay, it's your loss. Yeah. But eventually I came into this group and be a part of it. So I had the first time at first year in Highlight Sports. I also focus on the young man, just like Ivan. So I think before Ivan did his first, he asked me how to do it, and I told him my experience. And I said to him, your man is mine, yeah, is mine last year, so you need to do it better. I think Ivan did a good job this year, okay? At the first year, I'm a journalist, but when I be a reporter, I feel something about responsibility. Sometimes when we finish our recording, Billy and Ivan will walk back to the dorm with me, and on the way back, when we will talk and we will have a chat about my experience. So I'm very glad to talk to them. Talk to them about my experience. I think, yeah, that was a fantastic chat. Yes, that's a very, really good friend. But Olive, I have few opportunity to talk with you, but yeah, we come from the same city, and I think I still have a lot of things we can talk about. That the first thing come out of my mind is the first time we eat together at Waipojia. Yeah, that's the first time I really remember you in my mind. In that interview, I just have a strong mind with Billy. Yes. Yeah, but after that meal, I remember all of you. Yeah.
And I forgot.
Why you have a strong impression on Billy?
Because he is fantastic. I think at that time, yeah, his oral English is really good. But after recording after this semester, I think all of you are fantastic as well. Yeah, everyone is really good. This is our home, so I have very emotions with us, with you.
If you really have emotions with us,
yeah, really,
you need to open your WeChat.
WeChat is another question, because I think WeChat is really hard to use. Yeah, that's another question.
Me too.
This is an experience I will never forget in my life. Yeah, I will always remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That.
Thank you.
And another thing I want to say is, in my birthday, you celebrate for me. That's a surprise for me, because I just think you will say something to me. But you bought me the cake, you bought me some food, well, and sing songs for me, I think.
Because all the other surprises, we all used it before, so we only have got birthday cake to choose.
Finally, our dearest producer, Jesse.
Welcome.
Yay.
Wow. A season pass and Leicester City won the championships. And after one season pass, our highest was made a total of 18 episodes in this two semesters. Actually, at the beginning of my sophomore year, I think it is very hard to choose 7 freshmen. They have a very strong sports fanatic. I mean, and then I think, as me, I'm a crazy Arsenal supporter, so I want to get someone who's also an Arsenal supporter, so I choose Jay. And you know, Sagaris is a Real Madrid supporter, so then we got Olive. And also Vivian, she got as a Bayern Munich supporter, but unfortunately Sagaris also got 2 Barcelona supporters, Laura and Yvette.
Laura could.
All the 18 episodes, we work very hard. You know, post-edit is not a very easy job for us to do. I think College Sports is the second year of this new program. Maybe after 10 years, it will be the most popular program in Radio CC English. Would you believe it?
10 years is too long.
I think maybe this year we are already.
Maybe 20 years is good.
3 years. Yeah, and 10 years later, when we were already maybe 28, 29 years old, we still listen to our old episodes. We talk about Champions League. We talk about.
10 years later?
Can you speak English?
Oh my gosh! 10 years later, we are 28 or 29 years old.
I'm 31 at that time!
And we focus on re-listen our 18 episode. We talk about European Champions League. At that time, Arsenal still didn't get any chance to the knockout stage. No, in the quarterfinal stage. And at that time, Leicester City won the championship. At that time, and we've also got Kobe Bryant's last game in NBA. So this is a fantastic season, not only in the sports field, but also in our daily life, as we just finished 1 year, nearly 10 months work together, and finally, this is what we got. At last, we still now recording our last episode. Now, all of our holidays will sing a song to you guys. It is See You Again.
So we will see you again next year with our freshest face and freshest mind.
Freshest blood and fresh spirit.
Freshest voice and freshest people. Freshest also supported and freshest by emotions.
And we
freshest Professor Rosenberg!
And shout out to all the basketball fans in our school, and we'll come to the school. I really hope that you could come to this program, because, you know, I feel a lack of person in the studio, because every time I talk about basketball and only all the things which come to this.
And bad.
Yeah, and only bad. And I really hope that maybe next year there will be a
have and have. We are a lot of basketball fanatics.
You can choose your own preference next year.
I would choose five.
Five? No! No, still gonna have the Narsa supporter.
No more.
Okay, see you again!
No more supporters!
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Well, guys, that's the end of today's Highlight Sports, and also the last episode of this whole semester. Hope you guys like it. Thanks for your support. I'm Jessie.
I'm Claire.
I'm Jake.
I'm Sageras.
I'm Yvette.
I'm Olive.
I'm Billy.
We are
Highlighters!
Been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。